Morning, everyone. My name is Abby Levin. I am the Assistant Vice President of Development and Campaign Director at the Jewish Federation of Cleveland. Thank you for coming this morning, and I'd like to start with a question or two of all of you. So to begin, how many of you have received a Hanukkah gift, either as a child or as an adult, that you've really either needed or enjoyed? Raise your hand. Terrific. And a follow-up question. How many of you have volunteered in the last few years and felt really good about giving back? Excellent. So the program I'm about to share is a terrific blend of those two concepts. So several years ago, the Federation's Women's Philanthropy Initiative and our Jewish Volunteer Network partnered with our Jewish Family Service Association to create a volunteer opportunity called Hanukkah in a Basket. The project started with a group of women at the Federation who adopted one of our group homes in Cleveland that was occupied by three developmentally disabled men. While fixing up the house, the women thought it would be nice to bring Hanukkah gifts to these three residents. In fact, our women's philanthropy group found so much joy in being able to brighten these individuals' lives that the following year, they expanded the effort to collect and provide Hanukkah gifts and winter necessities to 200 residents who live in our group homes throughout the Cleveland area. The Talmud teaches us, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zeh Bazeh, all Israel is responsible for each other. Our Women's Philanthropy Initiative took this message to heart by taking on a project that enriched both their lives and the lives of hundreds of individuals who are recipients of these gifts. Today, this project has expanded far beyond purchasing gifts for the holidays. Hanukkah in a Basket is a day-long volunteer opportunity that engages hundreds of women in our Jewish community in a meaningful way. What I am about to share is an explanation of how we prepare for and execute Hanukkah in a Basket. 4 months prior to Hanukkah, Federation staff work closely with our partner agencies and synagogues to assess the need for Hanukkah gifts and necessities among their clients and congregants. After that, a list is compiled of the overall number of baskets that will need to be prepared in the coming year, with specific information about age and gender-appropriate gifts. The next steps are to share items that need to be collected, as well as recruit people to attend the day-long volunteer project. With regard to donations, wish list items are anonymously posted on the Federation's website, and volunteers are able to view the site to purchase presents, gift cards, and wrapping paper in preparation for the event. These items are collected and dropped off at the Federation in advance. In addition, staff and leadership promote the day-long volunteer opportunity through email blasts, our Federation website, and most importantly, word of mouth. On the day of the Hanukkah in a Basket event itself, hundreds of female volunteers come together in our Federation building to connect, meet new people, and participate in packing and wrapping presents. These same volunteers then deliver each basket to various sites that in turn deliver the baskets to people who are in need. One of the best aspects of the program is the degree to which this initiative has been an entry point to engaging women in our Jewish community. Veteran Federation volunteers are encouraged to bring friends to the day-long event who not only participate in packing gift baskets, but also learn about additional opportunities for volunteering at the Federation. We have also found that entering our doors by participating in hands-on volunteer projects is a low-barrier way to connect with women's philanthropy and the Federation. During the event itself, our Federation staff and key women leaders make sure to welcome each newcomer and ensure that all of our volunteers schmooze with those who are in attendance. So what are our results? In just 4 years, the Jewish Federation of Cleveland has provided Hanukkah gift baskets to local Holocaust survivors, residents living in Hebrew shelter home, and Jewish families who are facing poverty. Hanukkah in a Basket has attracted hundreds and hundreds of women of all ages and provided meaningful volunteer experiences within our Jewish community. And although the event may be a friend-raiser, our long-term goal is to connect these women to other opportunities, including establishing and growing their connection to participating in the Federation's annual campaign for Jewish needs. So I'd like to conclude with a quote by one of our participants from this past year's program. As I celebrate the holiday season with unbelievable blessings in my life, I feel a moral and religious responsibility to help others who are less fortunate. I thank the Federation for creating a vehicle that enables my family to give. Thank you.